Older ones, you are an asset to the congregation. Looking back, I'm amazed at what I was once able to accomplish. Now, age has slowed me down. Connie, 83 years old. The picture collage shows elderly brothers and sisters enjoying their service to Jehovah. A brother smiles as he confidently looks ahead. A sister in a wheelchair offers a tract to a healthcare worker. A sister comments at a meeting. A sister holds on to a younger brother's arm as they work together in the field ministry. A brother spends time with two young children and their mother at the Kingdom Hall. Perhaps you too have slowed down as a result of the effects of growing older. Despite having served Jehovah faithfully for many years, you might think negatively about yourself because of your present limitations. For example, you might tend to compare what you are doing today with what you did in the past. If so, what can you do to cope with such thinking? What Jehovah expects of you? Ask yourself, what does Jehovah expect of me? You can find comfort in the words of Deuteronomy 6:5, which says, "You must love Jehovah your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength." According to that verse, Jehovah expects you to serve him with all your heart, soul, and strength. That fact can help you to avoid comparing yourself with others, or comparing what you can do now with what you were able to do in the past. Consider this. When you were younger, what were you giving to Jehovah? Most of Jehovah's people would say that they were giving him their best. For you, that was your best according to your circumstances then. What are you presently able to give to Jehovah? It is likely your best according to your circumstances today, what you can do at present. If you view matters in that light, you can conclude that you are giving Jehovah the same as you were in the past. You were giving him your best then, and you are giving him your best now. The picture collage shows a sister serving Jehovah faithfully for many years. Decades ago, the young sister speaks with a woman in the house-to-house ministry. The sister, now elderly, participates in telephone witnessing with the younger sister. The picture caption reads, "You gave Jehovah your best when you were younger, and you are giving your best in your older years." You can greatly benefit others. Here is another aspect of the matter. Rather than view your age as a limitation, you can try to look at it as an opportunity. Indeed, as an older Christian, you can do some things now that you could not do when you were younger. For example, you can do the following. Share your experience with others. Consider the following expressions recorded in the Bible. King David, "I was once young, and now I am old. But I have not seen anyone righteous abandoned, nor his children looking for bread." Psalm 37:25. Joshua, "Now look, I am about to die, and you well know with all your heart and with all your soul that not one word out of all the good promises that Jehovah your God has spoken to you has failed. They have all come true for you. Not one word of them has failed." Joshua 23:14. Perhaps you have made similar expressions. David and Joshua each spoke from personal experience. Because these faithful servants of Jehovah were expressing what they had seen and heard over long decades of observation, their expressions could carry more weight. If you have been serving Jehovah for a long time, you too can speak from experience about the rewards of doing so. Do you have a cherished memory of a time when you saw Jehovah's blessing on his people? Well, feel free to tell others about it. That can have a refreshing effect, as you may have experienced. Accordingly, when others hear your experiences about serving Jehovah, you can be a vital source of encouragement to them. Another way you can encourage others is by attending congregation meetings in person to the extent that you are able. There you can benefit fellow believers and yourself. Connie, quoted earlier, says, "Attending meetings keeps me from getting discouraged. With all the love I receive at the Kingdom Hall, how could I become downhearted? I try to show my appreciation to others by giving them little gifts, and I make sure to continue to have a share in spiritual activities along with my brothers and sisters. Jehovah values your faithful service. The scriptures are filled with examples of people who were limited by their circumstances, but who were loved by Jehovah. Consider Simeon, an elderly Israelite who was alive when Jesus was born. During Simeon's visits to the temple, he would likely have seen younger men caring for the essential work there. But what about Simeon himself? From a human standpoint, he could have thought that in his old age he had little value in Jehovah's eyes. But Jehovah saw things differently. He saw Simeon as righteous and devout, and blessed him with the privilege of seeing the infant Jesus. Jehovah even used Simeon to deliver a prophecy about this future Messiah. Luke 2:25-35. Clearly, Jehovah looked past Simeon's elderly body and saw a man with strong faith, and Holy Spirit was upon him. The picture shows Joseph and Mary joyfully showing Simeon the infant Jesus. The picture caption reads, "Jehovah blessed Simeon with the privilege of seeing the infant Jesus and prophesying about him as the future Messiah." You too can be assured that Jehovah values your faithful service to him despite any limitations that you may have. In his eyes, a sacrifice is especially acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what a person does not have. 2 Corinthians 8:12. With that in mind, focus on what you can do. For example, in which forms of the ministry can you still participate, even if it is for short periods of time? Might you be able to help others by means of a brief phone call or a card? Simple acts of love can have a powerful effect on your fellow believers, especially when these acts come from a longtime servant of Jehovah. Some have physical limitations. Note an experience from East Africa in the accompanying box, "It Meant Her Life." Bear in mind that your record of faith and loyalty can encourage others. You are a living example of endurance, and you can be assured that God is not unrighteous so as to forget your work and the love you showed for His name by ministering and continuing to minister to the holy ones. Hebrews 6:10. Stay as active as you can. Studies indicate that many elderly men and women who are involved in helping others have better health, sharper thinking, and a longer life. Of course, doing good works will not remove all the effects of aging. Only God's kingdom will accomplish that by reversing the real cause of aging and death, our sinful condition. Still, the service you render to Jehovah, which includes helping others come to know Him, keeps your hope strong and may even benefit your health. Older ones, please know that Jehovah values what you do in His service and that the congregation treasures your example of faith. The following is supplementary information. It meant her life. The picture shows an older sister participating in cart witnessing. She shares a scripture with a young woman who has tears streaming down her face. A young woman was passing by our literature cart. After greeting the woman, the elderly sister at the cart asked if she could share an encouraging scripture. The sister read Jeremiah 29:11, which states that Jehovah has thoughts of peace and not of calamity. The sister asked, "Do you notice what kind of future God wants for you?" The young woman was visibly touched. Eyes filled with tears, she answered, "He wants me to have a future of peace and hope. Thank you so much for that verse. I believe that this was the answer to my prayer. I have been dealing with so many trials lately, one after another. Things have been so difficult that I was thinking of taking my own life. This morning, I prayed to God to show me a sign that He still cares about me, and then you, a complete stranger, stop me and read me a verse that shows exactly what God's thoughts are for me. This is no coincidence." The sister showed the woman several articles on JW.org that can help her use the Bible to deal with suicidal thoughts. The sister then explained how the Bible study course works and invited her to our meetings. The following week, the woman attended the weekend meeting and has now begun studying in the Enjoy Life Forever brochure. Whatever your age, can you share in CART witnessing? End of article.